Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And who killed the dog was.
Well, I just think...
Me!
No parties this week that you went to for the first time?
No, none of that. This week was pretty low-key.
Well, I almost knocked myself down. Sorry. You know, I keep waiting. I have my... My garage is set up exactly the way I want it to look. Mm-hmm. And I keep telling everyone, the studio's going to be ready. And like, so I think I get home. Let's see. I get home Sunday, Tuesday. I think Tuesday I'll set up a desk and all that. And we'll give like a, if we can give like a little run next week before we put the Bruniverse out there, I think we may be good to go with kind of a new setup. Who knows? People do like this setup too, because it's so simple and it lets everyone know like you could be this simple.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. I'm pumped for next week, man.
Are you?
You got me pumped now. Yeah. I can't wait to
now
see
I got
this.
You jacked up. You,
yep.
That's Mike pumped up.
Yeah.
There's no. I don't even want that, because it's not authentic.
Yeah.
The real authentic Mike behind the madness is I'm pumped up. That's your Mike. Are you ready? Your team's going to the World Series. Yeah, I'm pretty pumped up. I like that. I got some wacky stuff today. There's some cool stuff. I'm going to get a little, we're going to go interesting, but I have a mind blower today, and maybe it's because of the phone or maybe it's whatever, but before I get into the, I just want to set up, but I need you, Mike, because you know, I start going on tangents.
Yeah.
And I don't know where, and I forget where I am. Remind me about the gift.
The gift. Yes. Got it.
Okay. The gift. Matter of fact, I'm going to start that at the gift. Why? And then we'll, it's, I don't know. It's one of those, here we go. I don't know. I'll explain it to you guys and you guys, you'll make the comments and do whatever you say. To quick catch up, I got a bunch of dates coming up. I believe I'm going to Charlotte, North Carolina. It's only four nights. I'll be there. I have a run coming up in November. I thought I was going to be in Asheville, Carolina. I'm not going to do it. Not because of them. We're still looking. We were going to be in this one theater, but we couldn't get in because we were the second or third hold, which means there's two other acts before you. But it's definitely, I'll be hitting Atlanta, Ocala, Florida, St. Petersburg. I'll be in, I think, Derry, New Hampshire, Long Island, Shippensburg, Pennsylvania, and I may have something coming up in Raleigh, North Carolina, which we'll talk about. My man Soul Joel, I didn't even put it on my website yet. There's tickets on sale for Pennsylvania, and it's almost sold out. And we'd even put it on my site, and this is for next year. Like, wow, that's, yeah, right?
That's a sweet venue, too. I like that place.
It's different. You went to the one where he create Soul Joel's, where it was the outdoor with the big hangar.
Yep.
Well, he got another one, but he also bought a place that a lot of acts have been there. It's almost like a wedding place, but he converts the whole thing to an entertainment thing. And I played there with Sib, I don't know, a month or two ago. It was just, those crowds are absolutely unbelievable. And yeah, he does a good job. That Soul Jolt does a really good job. His name is not Soul Jolt, but the guy who does this promoting, I'm impressed of how slaps it together. He puts it together. He's got his father working with him. He's got his mom working with him. It's a nice setup. So, all right. Mike, have you heard anything about September 24th and September 23rd? Have you heard anything about this?
No, that's a negative.
Okay. I know some of you have, and I keep going back and forth with this. And some German broadcast said, you're going to remember September 24th, meaning where you're going to be the rest of your life. Like, you're going to remember that moment for the rest of your life. And then there's another, there's people, everyone's talking about 9/23. And then they started putting subliminal message. You know, you look at the Simpsons, you're like, oh, that's a little weird. Wow, that's the same exact thing. That was 10 years earlier, blah, blah, blah. There's movies, TV shows, all this stuff with the number 9/23. Like, now you look at 9/11, you saw how many 9/11s there were before 9/11. Like, oh, and then why does it say 9/11 on his shirt? Why does it say 9/11 in the background? Why is there 9/11 light? Same thing with 9/23. I have no clue. All I know is I'm going to be in Tulsa, Oklahoma, doing a show with Michael Luftis and a couple friends. We're going to do stand-up, but we're also going to do, you know, maybe goofy sketch ideas. More like improv sketch ideas. So if something wacky does go down, I'm going to be stuck in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So I'm kind of hoping whatever's going down, can you delay a little bit? Can you delay just a little bit? Can you wait till I'm back in Florida, please? I don't want to be stuck in. I have no offense against Tulsa or Oklahoma. As a matter of fact, Oklahoma, you're probably the freest state in the whole country. You guys don't put up with nothing. You're just under the radar. You know, the guy in Florida gets all the slack, but he, you know, he's ready. He's ready for battle. He does not play around. Like, oh, let me ask you something. How dare you fly people to Martha's Vineyard?
That whole thing is great.
And then he turns around. He's like, he literally says, so when the 50 migrants were found basically in a truck dead, no one barked. No one, the millions dying of fentanyl. What? When are the Oscars on? How many downloads is the new deal? When's the World Series coming? Nobody cared. This guy takes 50 people and he says, we are not a sanctuary state. Like my house. Years ago, I had a neighbor. They had a fire, the whole place, but it took some time to do renovations. And we took them in our house, and beautiful people, had a great time. But it was like four extra people. And then, you know, you go away, you look in the fridge, you're like, oh, you know, they ate some of my favorite ice cream. Okay, well, that's three doorknobs broke this week. And this also is meant like, what? Okay. And then you start looking at each other like, when are they? Like, is there a game plan? Are they going anywhere? Are they just sleeping in our beds forever? Like, I'm okay with it. I just need some type of, I'm not in the mood to wing it. And that, he just really called out the hypocrisy. And at the end of the day, like, what about the poor migrants? Yeah. Well, then go do something. But he basically said, no, we can't. There's too many here. There's too many over there. Like, no one cares about us. No one cares. So now you care. Now we've been screaming, help us, do something. Now you care. Well, go do something. Anyway, I'll tell you what, after a couple months, I was talking to my wife, like, hey, I don't like coming home anymore because it's just, there's nowhere to hide and we got to do something. It's really that simple. Everyone wants to help people, which is what we're getting at today. Okay. So you don't know what's going on the 24th. I don't know what's going on the 24th.
I mean, I looked it up. 23 doesn't seem to have anything going on, but 24th definitely shows.
Yeah, what?
Apparently it's some doomsday thing. Doomsday predictions, end of the world type shit.
It's like, yeah, some people say, no, it's the beginning of the new world. But it was weird to hear some German guy putting that out there. It wasn't like a TikToker. He was in front of he was speaking to people. And they were all dressed up, and it looked like a government thing. It was weird. Or he was a teacher. I don't know. So there's two things I want to get into today. I think are pretty good. I don't know if any of you watched it, though, but I have to really thank Mr. Glenn Beck for an incredible interview. It's on YouTube right now. We podcast together. I don't know anything. I honestly don't know anything about it. I mean, I know who he is. I don't watch him. And that's no disrespect to him. I know, people have opinions, but people have opinions of everyone and everything. Some of you idolize a baseball player and you have no clue that that guy sleeps with teenagers or that they sold drugs. But you'll cheer for that. But everyone else is written off. That's the mentality of humanity today. If you're going to judge one, you got to judge all. You got to listen to me. So long story short, though, Glenn Beck, I don't care what you think of him. He allowed me to speak so freely. And I've been waiting to just be honest like that. And you, and I both need really honest conversations. And it was I highly recommend, if you're a fan or of me, I don't even want to say fan of me, just if you're looking for some honesty, watch that interview. He also was silly to the point where that interview, there's been something I've been wanted to do for a long time. And I do it here. The funny how God works. And I do stories about that. And I let you decide what you think it is. I just tell you honest stories. And I told him two really honest stories, which I shared, I believe, with you. I don't remember. I know at least one of them I did. And I just feel we're all at a point where, what do we got to lose? What do we got to lose? Can't we just start being honest with one another? Can everything stop being a debate? Can everything stop being you're either this or that or this and that? Can we stop that? Are we mature enough mentally, spiritually, to stop that? It's really going to take some soul searching, which, don't forget, soul, spirit, that exists and it's inside you. And all it has to be is have a little light on it, bing, and it comes alive. And it's a beautiful thing. It's really beautiful. You all have it. All you got to do is get rid of all the muck. Get rid of the news. Get rid of the politics. Get rid of what you are believing. Stop that. There's a moral law of code. And the more I go down this, I try to think all the time, like where things started and where we going and blah, blah, blah. And I feel like the signs have been here for so long. We just don't. We think it's too weird. Oh, that's too weird. Is it? Or is it normal? And all this is weird. That's an honest question. What's really more honest is there's a couple people watch this like, is that the dude from Half Baked? Because he sounds like he's wasted right now. Yeah, he's just high. You could think what you want. You could try to write off all you want. But at the end of the day, you know something weird is going on. You could feel it. But I truly feel so many of us are ready to change things for the better in general. And it starts with just listening, talking, getting to know each other again. And I don't know what is going on right now. Every time I think I know what's going on, I don't. I just know it doesn't feel right. You know... Years ago, there's two things that bugged me out. And I feel like, I don't know if I should get into it now or later. I don't know if I should start off with the gift or this other part. Let's start with the other part. I just want you guys to think. I just want to think about it. Now, listen, everything I'm saying, I'm just talking. I'm not saying anything I'm saying is right, but I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying. And it's not a bad thing to just say and just talk, because if the intention is good, then just sit and listen. This is years ago, me and Shaka, a bunch of us were on tour, and I started like really thinking about lyrics and stuff like that and all that jazz and getting... It would spark conversation and all that stuff. And I'm going to play something right here. All right. And I think there's so many levels to it that are fascinating and interesting. And we've talked about it, but let me see what you think about it. Play, Mike, play the Marley clip.
How important is the ganja to arrest the man?
Ganja is a bird. This is herb.
Does it matter to you that it's still against the law here in Jamaica?
Every law is illegal.
Every law is illegal.
Every government upon the face of this earth today is illegal.
Now, you know how many people will instantly judge and write off what he just said because of the ganj?
He's smoking dog Jamaican. Oh, he's high. He's guy. He's playing, you know, reggae. Oh, he's high. These guys are high.
There's so many meanings of what he just said, and there's a reason why that man was killed. He brought unity and forget unity. He made people think. And that is dangerous. But right now, everyone's thinking, oh, my God, it's worldwide. People are thinking. Talks about the ganj, and what does he say? He says it's an herb, and then the guy tries to appeal to the ones that are educated and create laws, and they say, even if it's illegal. So all the jackasses in the watching the TV go, exactly, it's illegal. Lock up that African American. He's not even American. He's Jamaican. I mean, whatever he is, lock him up, shoot him, kill him. He's a danger to our democracy, to our society that we created. And then I started thinking about ganja, whether you're into it or not. Simple thing like ganja. Who made it illegal? Why did they make it illegal? So for years, alcohol comes along, and I know we heard this a billion times, but if you have the power to stop someone from their product, an herb that you can grow wherever you want, over booze, alcohol, if you have control of alcohol back in the day, now you're making all this money, you can now start buying Congress, buying lawmakers, making this illegal, making that illegal. And not only do you make an herb illegal, you create laws and pay people to lock them up from the baloney laws you create, from the money you steal from me and from you. Money is taken from you and I out of our paycheck, and we have no say where it goes. So they can say, hey, you know what? We're going to Ukraine. And I'm telling you right now, if these Chinese go into Taiwan, we're sending our American boys. No, you can send Hunter Biden. You could send Nancy Pelosi's nephew, Gavin Newsom. You can send all the people in your circles. And why don't you have a say in anything? Because we're brought up in a system that's created by this. And maybe too much for some of you, and that's okay, but you've got to start recognizing that. Keep asking, how far back does this lunacy go? If I'm able to control the next podcast, or not only that, if he talks about XYZ, I'm making so much money, like I'm gonna pay this guy. We need a law. We need a law. You can't talk about that. You can't talk about
signed right there by the president.
Look, what is that system? There's no moral code there. There's no God law, there's no moral law. It's law created by a criminal with bad intentions. Nah, I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just goofing around, being silly. Maybe I'm on the ganja. Maybe I'm on the ganja. You know, he's on the ganja. That guy talking crazy. You listen to Brewer? Go back to doing a go, Brewer. You were funny then. I love those people too. You used to be funny. These are just things to think about. And play that. He says, listen to what he said. Play it one more time. He says, all laws are illegal. All governments are illegal. It's a heavy statement by Mr. Bob Marley. Play that again.
How important is the ganja?
It's an herb.
To arrest the man.
Ganja is a bird. This is herb.
Does it matter to you that it's still against the law here in Jamaica?
Every law is illegal.
Every law is illegal.
Every government upon the face of this earth today is illegal.
Is illegal. Every government is illegal. Every law is illegal. We got a problem. Which problem? There's this Negro singing music, and he's singing music that's uniting people, They're dancing in the street and they're starting to listen to his interviews, and he's not saying the things we need him to say. He's a gun star. He's talking about the government instead. Keep telling him we use words like colonizing. Colonizing is a brilliant word for taking over, raping, murdering, and sending them off to school to read books and wear knickers. Think about modern civilization. It's modern civilization to the beginning of humanity. When did, if you go watch any tribe in the world, there are people still living out in the wilderness in tribes. They don't go to schools. They don't say, oh, here's a dollar, so now I get to do this. It's at the end of the day, it's stupid. When you think about it, they live for the dead. They look after each other. They got their own moral code. Someone's doing something out of line. The whole group is like, hey, man, we don't like what you're doing, and it ain't right. Just like growing up in neighborhoods. You looked after each other. You kept each other in line. You had a moral code. It's instinct. It's a God-given instinct. There's no, all right, children, we need to go. You know, yeah, but they're animals. Are they animals? Are they animals? They're savage. Are they? What's more savage, when you dress nicer and talk like her? What, you speak well and you dress well and you spend a lot of money, but yet you're a criminal the way you rip people off and you take their money for business to be successful? Who created, dude, you ever listen to the song Electric Avenue? Electric Avenue. Everyone knows we're gonna rock. Did you ever listen to the lyrics he says? This hit me, I think, around 1992, 93, and I was listening to lyrics, and the one line really, really hit me. I went, wow, this ain't a happy song. This ain't a happy song. The one line that really blew my mind, he goes, where is it? Oh my God. Okay. Who is to blame in one country, not his country, in any country, who's to blame? And then he continues and he says, you never can get to the one. Who's behind all this? Who's behind taking all our money? Who's behind making these decisions where my kid and your kid is going to go off and fight a war without even asking? No one's asking me. Is anyone asking you? Hey, man, we might go fight the Chinese. Did anyone ask you? Because last I checked, we, the people, they servants, yet they steal your money. And they murder your kids. Murder. Drug them, send them to war. Without it, you have no say. The only say you have is what they tell you on television. Here's the last couple of generations watching the television. Wang, wang, wang. You ever see the cartoons?
Did you see what happened? Did you see who won the award?
And the more you think about the madness of that, it just makes you wonder. Now listen, Jim Brewer's talking wacky stuff right here. I don't know. This Jim Brewer fella, I tell you what, I used to like him. You know, I thought he was very talented when he was on that Saturday Live, very well-respected show. And he was in that cult. It wasn't my thing, the half-baked, wasn't my thing. But, hey, he was doing film and television. I really enjoyed some of his stand-up comedy, but the stuff that's going on now, it's unfortunate.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I know this yo-yo is doing that right now. I actually think he's amazing. Thank you. This line is awesome too. Dealing in multiplication. And they still can't feed everyone. Good God. Think about that. 180,000 more people, whatever the number is, to take more. How about all the money you're putting into that? How about putting into nursing homes? I know there's a lot of people that can use that help right now. A lot of people, their parents are getting older and need help, and they can't afford the care that you so kindly care about us giving. Maybe we can use 20,000 a security at schools. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm talking crazy. I'm just talking. But you don't have a say. You don't have a vote on that. You know nothing about it. They have to do whatever they want with your kid. How about we give 50,000 and build homeless shelters with volunteers, or use some of that money to paid. It's paid to feed homeless, paid. I don't know. Or we can just, whatever. Let's get more IRS agents and let's send kids to war. Let's talk like that. And oh, by the way, let's hate this group and hate that group and hate this group because this group's to blame and this one's to blame and that one's to blame. No. It's not what's to blame. Anyway. Powerful. Awesome. I always wondered too, like, since publishing is controlled, think about this, all right? We're going to go deep. Put on a life jacket. We're going in the woods. All right, here we go. Put on a lid. Put on some spray because we're going to go far out. Bring some binoculars.
Where's Jim going?
We're going. Wacky thoughts. Just thoughts. Hanging out, we're in the woods, we got a bonfire going, we're just talking. Since I've known all broadcasting, all print, whether it's magazines, newspapers, GQ, whatever, TV, anything broadcasted is 100% controlled. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can't just, if you start getting big here, when someone's going to step in and go, it's enough of that. One love, one, let's get together. Gosh, just bastard. someone's going to step in. So who do they allow out? They allow in the stratosphere the bananas that no one. They're fun for when your kid's 14 to 15 or 12, 13. That's who they allow up there. And then they like, hey, make sure you keep voting for the boogeymen. as they take their many pictures. So if all that's controlled, broadcasting, books, publishing, printing, TV, radio, how do we ever know when a little prophet comes along? I know some people's assholes are twisting right now. How do we not know how many people came along to change life for the better and were stifled? And here's always my issue with like waiting for the Messiah. Because that, in my opinion, people that constantly say, this one's coming back, this one's coming back, whether it's true or not, it's stopping you in your path of what you can be doing now. If I'm waiting for a ship to come to get me off this island, and they keep saying the ship is coming, the ship is, when's it coming?
Well, it says here that looks like, well, doesn't give a date, but I will tell you this. It says, and this is what's going on now. And it says this, and that's what's going on now. And this is definitely going on now. So any day now, it says right here, this one's coming back. It says right here, the ship is going to arrive in exactly, doesn't say, but it says when all this is going on, and pretty much all of it's going on.
You stop working to get off the island. And now you're waiting for the ship. And for all you know, that false hope, the false, whoever's supposed to come, yes, it's written. How do you know things might not change? Or it's been revamped and covered up and to control you from the power that you have inside you right now. When I was 17, 18 years old, as in my 18, 19 years old, I remember, I was walking along, I was seeing a girl at the time, and her best friend, I feel like she was a year or two older, so I kind of looked up to her. I was a little intimidated by her, because she's a cool chick, she's a little tough chick, and she also dated a guy from a tougher neighborhood. And I remember one day going up, and she lived next door, or two, she lived close by to the girl I was seeing. And when I went there, she was crying hysterically on the porch. And when she was crying hysterically, it was terrible to see her in such pain. And the fact that she couldn't snap out of where she was. And I remember going up, I said, what happened? And she said, my boyfriend that I've been seeing since I'm 14, we've been together 6 years. And we were gonna marry each other and go away. He just broke up with me. And this is the worst day of my life. And I don't know if I can keep going on. And is the worst. And she, before this, every time I come over, she'd make me do multiple characters to make her laugh. She'd go, Jim, do grandma. And I don't know, I'd do this old lady voice. Like, grandma wanted to know if you'd like some cookies that she did. Whatever it was. It was something like that. And I would do all these different characters. I was a teenager. I'd pretend there were twins in my belly and I'd fight. My face come up. And I was doing this long before I ever saw her. Like, people doing that. And whatever. I just want to make her laugh. And she'd always ask to come over here and make me laugh. And that was a good feeling. So on this day, I said, it's not as bad as you think it is. She's like, no, you know, this day is horrible. And I'm like, no, it's not as bad as you think. And she was, no, you know. I said, I think you need to talk to grandma. And she went, no, not it. I went, no, I think you need to talk to grandma. And she's like, it's not even, no. It's, she got mad. And I started walking away. Up the walkway, and I stopped and I turned around and I went into character, the grandma. And within, I don't know, within a couple minutes, she was howling with laughter. Howling with laughter. It felt so good to take her out of such pain where she clearly was going to be absorbed with this for so long and be able to divert her attention into laughing. That's the beginning of healing. Some people, I remember some bananas try to, Jim Brewer talking about laughter's healing. Those are people that have no spirit of faith. Those are takers. Those are takers. You're either a giver or you're a taker. That's what our lives have to start being. You're either going to give love, or you're going to take. I give you my work every day. I give you my trust every day. I give you my life every day. And they take our taxes and they take our children and they take our lives. They take, we give, they take. And that moment of time, she looked up to me, and I'll never forget this. And she looked at me weird, almost like she saw a ghost. And I should try to get her on this podcast. I got to try to get her on this podcast to talk about this moment. And because this is my perspective. And she, her eyes went wide. She's like, get away from me. That is weird. That is, you brought me out of the worst. Like, you, I'm not supposed to be laughing. I'm not supposed to be giddy. And she was giddy and laughing and things are going to be okay. And she was freaked out. She looked at me. She's like, whoa. And that is a moment. I had one of those moments like, oh, it was. I realized this is a gift. This is a gift. Making people laugh is a gift. But this is even deeper. And this comes, for me, this comes from somewhere else. This comes from a deeper place. This is God. And I'm able to put your worst day and make you laugh. That's a beautiful gift. Such a beautiful gift. I'm so blessed for that. That's a freaking blessing. And then I started thinking, everyone has a gift. Some people, it's the gift of the way they help, or the way they garden, the way they draw, the way they journal. My daughter's I have a daughter that's an incredible writer. She's so creative. And her voice is just, it's heavenly. And I tell her, you have a gift. I don't know if she sees it yet. I see it. She's a gift. I see people every day in life, and I see the beauty that they have to offer. They have all different gifts. You have a gift, but you can't compare it to, well, it's not, I'm not a musician. I'm not an actor. I'm not a comedian. I'm not a CEO. That doesn't mean you don't have a beautiful gift. And those gifts are inside us, and they're beautiful, man. And we can start giving it to others. We can start. And you know what blew my mind? I started recording some of this, okay, about a gift and all that jazz. And 2 days later, now, yes, do our phones listen to us? Probably 100% yes. Because we all have the story of saying, I was talking about apples, and next thing you know, apples kept coming up. Well, I, on my recording device on my phone, I didn't talk this into the phone. I was on a recording device that it's an app. And when I recorded this message about the gift, and maybe while people are waiting for whoever's coming to save you, save us, because it says right here, these are all the lists that have been checking off. And I'm telling you right now, he's coming back. I don't know the date, but it seems like this is the date. Well, while you're waiting, maybe that boat's inside you. What you got to do is wake it up. You got to shed the skin of all the material wants, your ego wants, your self-righteousness wants, your greed wants, your lust wants, your insecurities want, your fear wants. So yesterday, I get this in my feed after talking about what I just talked about 2 days, 3 days earlier. Mike, play that video, that woman. I hope she's cool with me playing. I have no clue this is.
It's all hands on deck time, which means as artists, it's time. It's time for us to do all the things that we came here to do. We all know the world's a mess. We all know that there is an epic amount of suffering. We can hear how the world is calling out in pain. And as artists, we are here.
She gets interrupted.
To use our gifts. It's the calling. It's the calling to use our gifts. to use our gifts, whether they're for comedy to uplift, whether they're for drama to bring us into the heart of the things we want to avoid feeling, whether it is to educate or create spaces of catharsis, it's time. It's time that we all bring our gifts to the world because they're in need. And that, I believe, means that we do the inner work to support and encourage ourselves as we learn how to bring our gifts forward. Which means that we change the reason why we're doing it. So it's no longer to feed the small self or the ego to get validated by the world.
Exactly.
It's because the world actually so needs the gifts that you have spent your life honing and shaping, the craft that you practice.
Yes.
It's needed.
It's needed.
The world needs you more than you need the world's validation.
Well said. The world needs you right now more than you need the world's validation. Do you need your mom's validation? Do you need your neighbor's validation? Do you need your favorite coworker and everyone in your industry? The minute I could care less about anyone in my industry and I get back to the roots where God gave me the gift. And the gift is to give to people, to heal, to make them laugh, to lift their spirits up. That is a gift. That is my calling. You have a calling. You may not have my voice, but you may have it in the back of FedEx. You're a FedEx guy. You're an airline. You're a pilot. You're a doctor. Wherever you are, it's time. Now, is it coincidence that that video showed up? When I was, I literally saw myself, I record as if I was talking to people, and I was going to talk about it today in a podcast. And then that came up, and I was like, oh my God, who is this? I don't follow that person. And out of all the things in the world, pop up on my feed, but talking about your gift, and it is time to give it to the dude. Anyway, said a lot today. Mike, you have a gift. What's your gift, Mike? Do you know what it is yet?
No, you gotta
have
know.
A lot. You don't
I mean,
know?
one of them, I guess, is making sure I get you out there.
Exactly.
I guess that's a thing, right?
That's a big gift. You're a gift of tech, Mike. If I didn't have you, I can't do this. You know, I kept saying, I need a guy. Mike, you're the guy. You're the guy, Mike. Russell Brand, whether you like him or not, and this is the thing too, which anyone that's in a category, I'm Christian, I'm this, I'm Muslim, I'm Jewish, I'm left, I'm right, it doesn't matter. When you hear a beautiful thing, stop worrying or stop trying to judge, well, that person's not Christian, so, or that person's not, and well, the person also believes in this and that. It doesn't matter. If at that moment you don't know how God works, you don't know how the universe works, you don't know if a powerful moment from energy from the heavens or however you want to describe come to a particular moment in time and come out of someone, but they're not Christian, they're not white, and they're not this, and they're not Republican, and they're not going to, and then you write it all off. Why would you do that to yourself? Because if you believe in what you believe in, you already have that. You don't need to write anything off if it nourishes you, nourishes your soul, nourishes your spirit, enhances and makes things better. I think we all need to work on that. We need to work on that. I remember telling my kid once, you know, John Lennon, you know, she's like, I think he beat his wife or he beat women. And yes, and I looked into it. I was pissed. I'm like, "Why? No, you didn't. Where you get it? You kids." And I looked back and I saw it. And then I saw his mom was abusive. And then he apologized and he realized where his anger came from, and it was towards women because of his mom. And then he apologized. And I don't know that for a fact, but the things he said now is just gonna be written off. That's the mentality of people. Oh, this that woman sounds great, but she's not doing any Christian thing. What? Well, she sounds good, but she looks like a liberal. What? I showed that to someone, told the whole story, and they look like, whoa, they look like their views are. I said, so you're not listening to what's being said. Bob Marley, you didn't listen to what was being said. He said powerful stuff. This song by Eddie Grant, I gotta rock down to. You're not listening to what he's saying. Sometimes when you get past all the judgment, what you think is perfect and amazing, and the way things should be, you get these little nuggets from the universe, from heaven, from God, that can really make things for the better. Russell Brand, whether you like him or not, said some, he says it too fast for me. I met him on Joe Rogan, and it was a beautiful moment because he looked at, when he was on Rogan, he was talking fast, and in my opinion, he was a little nervous, or he wanted to get all this off his chest and let everyone know, like, hey, I'm more than just the guy who does this, this, and this. And I feel like kept looking at me, and maybe he's intimidated because of comics and Joe, and I don't know. I don't want to get in his head. That's just how I was feeling. And I did everything in my power that day to make him feel comfortable and that I'm someone to trust. Don't worry about me. I'm not judging you, bro. And I remember he brought something up about podcasting. He didn't know what to do. And I was like, hey, man, I should do it on the phone. I did it right on the phone. And he looked at me funny. And I said, what stops you from going now? And that I remembered that moment. And then I see clips of him now. And whether he's full of it or not, sometimes he says some really profound, thought-provoking things, and I really enjoy it. So let's play. Listen to this clip by Russell Brand. It's pretty, and it goes back to even what we started talking about before, when we started.
They need us to believe that there's no alternative. As long as we believe there's no alternative, we'll shut up. As long as we're grateful that we're not being butchered in the streets and that there's the threat of Islam and there's the threat of gays and there's all sorts of threats and immigrants are taking our jobs, then we'll sit down and we'll shut up because we don't think there's an alternative. But there are thousands of ways to run societies. There's thousands of ways for people to run their own communities and their own places of work. And in this book, there are examples of truly democratic communities. When I talk about revolution, I'm not talking about some crazy communist thing. I'm talking about democracy. What we're told we already have. Something where people can control their own lives, their own communities, their own workplaces, and more importantly, as Jonathan has just inferred, live with dignity. We're human beings. They're taking away our right to live in communities, to live with passion, and to have leisure time, and to love one another. We're being striped up and marked off and turned into passive little consumers. And I've had enough.
And I've had enough. He ends it with a great, funny, and I've had enough. Just enough silly. He gets the point across. He's intense. He gets in exactly what he wants to say. And then he goes, no, I've had enough. Brilliant. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Russell Brand. And I judged your ass hard years ago. Was not a fan. Just as I'm sure you give two rats ass about me. But I'll tell you what. Thank you. Thank you. And I'll see you guys on the road. I'm heading to Tulsa, Oklahoma. And then I have, I have a run in November. Just go to jimbrewer.com. Leave your messages. Your messages have been incredible. And it's you. You're the ones making a difference. Watch that Glenn Beck interview. It inspired me. It really inspired me. It's been a beautiful time since then, to be honest with you. Just when I thought I couldn't get any deeper with God, spirit, all that. Whew. And I hope you all can understand some things I was saying. I'm not easy to understand. I know that, but we got to start doing something. Use your gift. You have a gift. Trust your gift. You don't have to be. And that's the thing. You know, comedians always ask me, or young actors, to go, Jim Brewer, what's your best advice? You know, honestly, my best advice is whatever you're going to do. I tell my kids this. I tell everyone. make sure you're doing it for the right reasons. Are you doing it for the MTV Cribs and the money? Are you doing it because it's a gift, it's a passion, it's something you love, and you can't wait to share it with everyone, no matter how big or small the world measures your gift? But you know it, you feel it, you feel it. Don't let the world, your aunts, your parents, don't let them constrict your gift from the universe, from God. You have it for a reason. Don't underestimate it. It's beautiful. Thanks for hanging out with Bruniverse. Mike, you're amazing. Thanks for your gift. Thanks for your gift of technology, Mike. I wish you all the best. I hope I made somewhat sense today. I don't know. Listen, I just rant. I'm not a fact. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a this. I'm not a that. I'm not a that. I just enjoy hanging out with you guys. So we'll see you next week. And as always, thank you for joining the Bruniverse. I'll see you next week on the Bruniverse. Have a good one. This is Jim Brewer, and I got my own Patreon page, and hopefully you'll check it out. Live comedy concert streamed once a month. Weekly, you host your own podcast, and you interview me. Early access to the Bruniverse podcast every single week, and I have bonus footage and bonus segments. I promise you I'm not going to let you down. Go check out my official Jim Brewer Patreon page, and I'll see you there.